It's Not Just You with Stacey and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacey DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacey DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And we'd like to thank our sponsor, SeatSitter, of course, especially if you shouldn't be flying. Nobody should be flying, but if you have to fly, SeatSitters.com. Now, they are running out of stock, we know, but try and get an order if you absolutely have to fly, like if you're one of those international college students who has to get home. Like, I have an extra kit. I was actually thinking of donating mine because it comes with a seat cover. It slides right over your seat. It's got a mask. It's got something to lay over your tray table, which that is the germiest area. There's a wipe to wipe it down and anything else. And for $20, you can, you know, protect yourself as much as possible while you are flying. So visit SeatSitters.com and BedBathAndBeyond.com. And again, like, obviously at this point in time, they are running out, but maybe put your order in, get on a wait list, because this could be back. We don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And that is the topic of our show today, of course. How could we not talk about this?
Right.
Coronavirus, quarantine, and chaos.
Mm-hmm. Well, we did last week.
Yes, we talked about how not to panic.
So now that...
Now we are free to panic.
Yes. No, I'm still trying to keep people calm.
No, don't panic.
Just wondering how with the, now as of today, restaurants being asked to close and events of gatherings of 50 people or more being asked to not happen, which my niece is getting married March 27th, but apparently that's not...
Wow.
Going to be taking place. So I didn't want to call her this morning. So I called my sister-in-law, her mom, instead, and just asked, like, how is she doing? And she's, you know, as you can imagine, they're all, you know, trying to work with the venue to see what they can do. Can they get a different date? Can they not lose all their money? I mean, everything's been paid for.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have a buddy going through the same thing. He's supposed to get married in 2 weeks and is like, oh, it's going on. And I'm like, that's what you think. You know,
right.
He posted something on Facebook today about like, yeah, right. You know, your boy's getting married. And I'm like, eh, it might get pushed back, buddy. I don't know.
Well, I think it's definitely.
Well, if you don't want to push it back when it comes to something like that, because there have been a lot of plans made.
Yeah.
And maybe this is the time to just try to adjust it and, you know, just have immediate family there.
Right. Yeah, I thought about that.
Yeah, just
make it
smaller.
But I thought about, even though, are the workers still going to want to be working at, like, a facility like this? You know, if they have all these people coming in all the time, I could see the workers not even wanting to.
Well, and if the restaurants are shutting down mm-hmm. for just delivery only, will the venue even still be allowed to be open is
right.
the question.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we don't, like, your friend may think he's getting married, but he's going to have to do it out in a field.
Or somebody's family room, and it's just.
Yeah. These are all good questions that we've never had to deal with mm-hmm. before.
And I think what, you know, so I'm still on the don't panic train.
Oh, of course.
But I think the feeling that I'm having is like this out of sorts feeling. And I've been doing some, you know, reading on it. Of course, one of the things you're not supposed to do is, you know, just spend 24 hours a day reading all the stuff that comes out.
Right.
But I think something that's really important for me is I'm like a routine person.
Yes.
And this has really screwed up the routine because, you know, in my job, I usually go to see people in person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everyone wants to not do that right now. They just want to do like conference calls or whatever. I go into an office, which
yes.
I did do today. But, you know, other people are saying, you know, if you don't have to go to your office, just stay at home. And since I'm not really seeing people,
yeah.
I could do it at home.
Well, and you are in your office alone.
Yes, today I am. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just. It's not like you're in an office with a bunch of other people.
No. I mean, well, there's a handful of people.
Yeah.
But there's not like a ton. That's true. But I am in a building, which is the thing I'm thinking, like, will the building say, because there's a lot of medical in here.
Yes. And did you notice the signs on the doors?
Yes.
So like it said, if patients are coming in, if they're coughing, if they're experiencing shortness of breath, don't come in for your appointment.
Right.
Yeah, I got to say, so I came in here and I'm going to post the picture of, God bless our staff here at Empower Radio.
Right?
I mean, they are really taking every precaution. Everything's being wiped down. We're maintaining our social distance.
Yes.
And There's a fresh coffee filter on every microphone. It's
it kind of looks like a little bonnet.
It really does.
So cute.
I'm feeling slightly Amish.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it looks very cute.
But so I came here, and we're on the sixth floor, and I got on the elevator, and I hit six with my elbow.
Yeah.
And then a couple got on the elevator with me. And I'm like, I was here. If I was in the hall and somebody else was on the elevator, I would have waited for the next one.
Oh, see, I wouldn't have.
You're in an elevator.
I know.
It's small.
I guess I'm not. I got on the elevator today, and a lady got on.
Oh, these people were chatting me up, too.
Oh, and the thing, we were kind of walking on the same
I just did the same thing to somebody. I was chatting a lady up who was on there, and I was
so
like,
is this lady?
I'm just trying to spread love and positivity in these times of chaos. And she smiled and told me to have a great day.
I wasn't
the
even.
The same thing. It's, you know, we were at opposite sides of the elevator, and it's not like we were coughing or breathing.
No, I know. I just, I'm trying not to.
But the funny part is, I didn't even think about that because we kind of got to the elevator we were waiting, you know, to get on. And then she got on first. I said, oh, six, please. But she was already going to six. And I got on, and I was on my side, and she was on her side. And she goes, okay, so you just stay on your side, and I'll stay on my side, right? And I was like, oh, yeah. And we started laughing or something. And one of us said, I just think this is being so, like, you know, blown out. And she was, I think this is being so blown out of proportion. I think all of this is craziness.
Okay, this is a little pet peeve of mine.
Yeah.
Because I know lots of people who are like, this is being blown out of proportion. Last week when we did our podcast, there were no cases in Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now there are over 50.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 50 times what we had last week.
Right.
If you do 50 times in a month.
Yeah.
That's over 6 million people. There are 9 million people in the state of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening in Italy right now.
Exactly.
And that's why they're shutting everything down and
it's
saying,
not overreacting.
Right.
It's not. It's doing the smart thing. If this thing is happening 50 times in a week and keeps continuing, that's most of the state.
Yeah, but, you know, it's probably a good thing if you have people that are taking it that serious and some people who aren't, or you'd have, like, mass hysteria. Because, like, I was in the store, and this guy had eggs. And I was like, oh, shoot, I needed eggs. And I said to the lady, can you hold my spot? I'll be right back. And I came back. I said thank you to her. And I said, thanks for getting eggs. So I remember to get eggs. He goes, you know what? I'm like the I don't give a care about the coronavirus guy. In fact, I only just need one egg for this thing I'm doing, or I wouldn't even be here. Because I could care less about this. I was like, oh, all right. So you got like, for every one person that's going nuts, you got like one in the middle and you got one that doesn't care at all. So.
Yeah, but I mean, I do feel like it's the people who don't care at all.
Yeah.
Those are the people who are spreading it. Those are the people who aren't being careful, who are unwittingly spreading it. And I was trying to look for the story today. I don't know if it was made up or not, but I read it a couple different times. So in South Korea, when they first started putting policies in place, there was this one event where a bunch of people had been and were sick. A number of people were sick who were at this event. So they told all these people, you need to quarantine yourselves. Well, one person decided they didn't have to, went to a church potluck dinner and then somewhere else, and spread it far and wide.
That's all it takes is one person who's infected to keep spreading it and spreading and spreading. And that's why they're saying it's so important for everybody to just take a couple of weeks, relax, stay home, don't go out unless you absolutely have to, kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm on the side of not panicking.
Yeah.
I'm on the side of, like, remember when you got the flu a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
And I said, this is your body and the universe's way of telling you to slow down.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, maybe we all needed to slow down.
Well, I do think that, like, some people were having that conversation over the weekend. Like, maybe this is just like, when has all of the world just taken a step back and slowed down from all this, like, craziness and, you know, to show that we can function without all of our things that we feel we have to do all the time and all the needs that we have at all the time. You know, sometimes
we can live without professional sports.
Right. That kind of stuff.
Yes. Like, it's, I mean, I'm just saying that. I did see the funniest thing tweeted out. Some guy said, first day without sports, there's a woman sitting on the other end of the couch. Apparently, she's my wife.
Yeah.
Seems nice.
That's awesome. I also saw a really good one. It said, America has voted the least favorite cereal. Like, and it showed a shelf with just one.
One brand.
It was cereal that I never even heard of it. Twinkies. It's like cereal that tastes like Twinkies.
Oh, yeah.
Just the boxes of that cereal was left.
That's awesome.
Everything else was empty.
There has been some funny ones. I saw a good one today. A girl I know, she posted me. I'm thinking about dating again. The universe, here's a global pandemic and you can't talk to anybody. She's like, me, noted. Totally noted. I was like, yeah, that's the truth.
But there's some things they say, you know, you should do to try to keep, like, you know, calm. And that is stick to a routine. So I've seen this a couple times.
Definitely.
Like, kind of set something up, especially those who have kids at home.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you're just going to get out of control. You
yes.
know, they're going to be sleeping, and it's going to be a mess, and everyone's going to be out of sorts. And so it's like everyone up by 9, you know, do like a...
I've seen schedules going around. You can find them online. So
yeah.
like if you have children,
mm-hmm.
and I saw one yesterday. It was great because it had like study time, because a lot of schools are offering online classes. And if your child's school isn't, you can find... a lot of videos like on YouTube. Khan Academy has great classes if you don't want your children to just, you know, absorb cartoons and video games
yeah.
the entire time. There was time for exercise,
yep.
which thankfully the weather's getting a little warmer. So I've gotten outside every single day.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel so much better.
Yeah. Like one I saw had like morning walk.
Yep.
Academic time. Creative time, which meant like play with Legos or play a game with each other, some cards. Like I told my kids, you're going to become masters of euchre
yeah.
during this thing. chore time, mm-hmm. which is good because, you know, you could just find yourself, you
yeah.
know, saying do this all day long and
exactly.
don't do that.
No, set a time for it. Like,
yes.
okay, from 11 to 11:30, we are all going to
yes.
clean out our closets.
Yes.
We are all going to help with the basement.
And then there was a time for like quiet time. So that's like your own. You know, whatever you want to do, then afternoon fresh air, because that's a big thing, like you just mentioned, but getting out in the fresh air.
Oh, yeah.
And you just can't stay stagnant in that house when you.
Oh, no.
Like in my dogs, they're definitely going to be like, we love the coronavirus because they've never seen so many walks. And my one dog loves, loves, loves to walk. So he'll just go all day. So I'm already like, I'll be doing that a lot today. And because I get bored at home.
Oh, yeah.
There's not anything. What can I do?
Read a bunch of books.
Yeah.
You got all those books that you're talking about.
I know.
Day.
This is the time.
I did move one from the table, or what do you call the dresser in my room, to my nightstand.
Oh, it's getting closer.
So it's getting closer.
Okay, you told the universe you wanted to read more books, and
so,
the universe said,
this
here's
is how
a
it's
pandemic.
Responding. Here's
Here.
How it's responding.
Yeah, I'm. I feel very fortunate because I just started 2 classes, and they were both online.
Oh, nice.
So I'm like, oh, wow. I can, in fact, I... Usually, like, I don't do stuff on the weekend because I'm like, the weekend's still the weekend.
Yeah.
I want to play around. Yeah, yesterday I did both my classes. I'm like,
perfect.
What else is going on?
Exactly.
I might as well learn something.
So some other things that I read to kind of keep your sanity during this is, like, look out for others.
Yes.
Which I've seen that a lot already. Like, a lot of volunteers on our neighborhood website have been volunteering. Like, if you are homebound or if you are your health is compromised, you don't want to go to the store, just please, you know, I'm going out. Let me know what you need. I'll drop it off at your porch. No
and
worries.
If you have elderly neighbors.
Yes.
Because I'd seen a posting from somebody who has an elderly neighbor who relies on Meals on Wheels or
yes.
something to that similar. And they knew that those deliveries weren't going to be happening.
Okay.
So she was posting all the different things she was trying to do to help her neighbor. And she found like these pre-made basically pot pies. From like a local store
yeah.
made. So she's like, I went to a local place to support a local business and bought a bunch of these and he can just warm them up. And she was really thinking outside the box and very creatively. And I'm like, I really like reading those stories of people who
right.
are stepping up in different ways and thinking of different things.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel like, okay, we're not doomed.
No, right.
No, think of ways to help people. How
yeah.
can you be of service? How can you, you know, without coming in contact with a lot of people, what little things can you do
yes.
and get creative with it?
Yeah.
I think it's a great
well,
idea.
And I know this sounds ridiculous, but, you know, I just started a new part-time job, or I'm a fill-in person.
Yeah.
So I did have to go in last week and learn a bunch of new things because most of the people at my job are working from home, but... if anybody gets sick, I have to go in.
Right.
So I really feel like my job right now is to stay healthy.
Yeah.
Because if, because I may be needed and I won't know. It,
right.
It may happen that neither of the two people I'm replacing will need me, but if they do, it's my job to be there.
Right.
So I'm like, so my, so I'm really staying in and avoiding everything because I'm like, that, that is what I'm supposed to be doing right,
right
now. And maybe if you stop and think about things that way, like, I know it seems dumb, like my best way to be of service is to not leave the house.
Right.
But it is right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, another thing that I was reading to try to, again, stay calm.
Yeah.
And I think this is a hard one, at least for me already, is to find other things to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Because right when you, it's like the coronavirus.
I
mean, right when you see someone, you know, it's like that's all we talk about. You know, that's all everyone's talking about. And because it's obviously in our lifetime, there's, we never have seen anything like this, you know, where they're shutting things down and all this kind of stuff. And so, of course, it's different. And I feel bad because everybody has something terrible that's happened. Like my daughter's team didn't get to play in state championships, right?
Yes.
And they had been undefeated. We're first place, and now it's over. I had the team over on Thursday night crying. But then you think of, like, the NCAA, those people that were seniors, worked their whole life for this. This is going to be it. They're, you know, it's not happening. I mean, so my niece's wedding again. I mean, it's everyone's being affected in a different way, you know, with everyone has life things going on. And it's kind
exactly.
Of so you just kind of, I just keep thinking, just everyone stay healthy. It's no one, if. Just if everyone can just stay healthy.
And you're not the only, and remember, you're not like, yes, it's sad.
Yes.
And, but also, your life will go on.
Right.
And that championship seems important right now.
Yes.
But in 20 years.
Well, that's what we're trying to tell them.
It's just going to be a fond memory.
Or something they tell their kids when they're in high school. And, oh, well, we didn't even finish because, you know, there was a coronavirus.
And yes, and you're going to have to sit down and explain it to them.
Yes.
And it'll be a great story.
That's how I look at most things.
Exactly.
I really do. I'm like, fine.
This is going to be, think of all the coronavirus books and movies that are going to be coming out in the next couple of years. Like, we're going to be sick of them.
Oh, the girls, when they were over at my house Thursday, they said, this is going to be like in the history books. I'm like, yes.
Yes.
Probably.
That's so funny.
I know.
My son said that. He's like, I feel like I'm living through history. I'm like,
you are.
You are.
Yes.
You don't feel like you are. You are.
Yes, he definitely is. And he has been.
But I know. That's and so I was trying to explain to him, because he was 9 months old when 9/11 happened.
Okay.
And it kind of, I realize it's not the same,
mm-hmm.
but it kind of gives you the same feeling of the unknown. We've never been here before. What's the proper way to react? How do we help each other?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of gives you the same vibe of that. And so I feel like people who lived through that and remember the feelings of helplessness we all had.
Yes.
Especially if you weren't near a place that was hit majorly, so you couldn't help.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and it's passing lessons on from generation to generation. I remember being a kid and knowing people that went through the Great Depression. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Most of them are no longer with us. They've passed on from age, but there's still a few left. But, you know, and I was always eager to hear the stories of, like, what was it like to live through the Great Depression? You know, a
mm-hmm.
very tumultuous time where there was so much uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was poor. And we made it through. And
right.
We came out stronger on the other side. This is, you know, you have to take those lessons from the past and apply them today and,
mm-hmm.
you know, listen to the wisdom of your elders.
Yeah, very
exactly.
True.
Another thing, I just want to point this out. You're doing things to stay calm. And we said this last week, don't fall for scams.
Oh, right.
I've seen so many already, like air purifiers. This special filter in ours can filter out the coronavirus. Your other HEPA filter can't. No, it can't either. Don't spend $7,000 on an air purifier
mm-hmm.
because it's saying, and I hate to say this, but there are people who are on TV saying, I can heal you through your television if you send me money.
Oh, no.
And people are falling for that.
That's not good.
Be careful.
Yes.
And look out for people you know who are more fearful
yes.
than other people you know.
Yeah.
Yes, this is serious. I liked this, though. one of the doctors from the CDC pointed out that pandemic doesn't describe the deadliness of an illness, but rather how widespread it is.
Mm-hmm.
So that made me feel better.
Right.
Because pandemic sounds terrible.
Well, and at the beginning, I think at the very, very beginning, it sounded like if you got this, you died. I mean, that's kind of how the news came. Like, it sounded very deadly, you know, and it's not as deadly, they're saying, as like people think. Like,
yes.
you're not, it's not fatal. I mean, it can be, but it's not a death sentence.
Well, I think we always knew that it was our more susceptible, like the elderly and those with pre-existing.
Well, no, I mean,
conditions.
At the very beginning when that doctor came on and was telling about it, and then he ends up dying, I think that put everyone into like a tailspin because he wasn't.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And it was just like, what? But yeah, I mean, definitely if you're in those age groups, the older age groups, or your health is already compromised and all that kind of stuff. But yes, just remain calm on the fact that.
And that is why we're doing this.
Yes.
Because we're not doing this to, like, stop everybody in the world from dying. We're doing this to stop our hospitals from being overwhelmed.
Yes, right.
And a statistic I read, the United States has 160,000 ventilators. That does not seem like a lot.
No, it doesn't.
Especially, not for 320 million people.
Exactly. And in the U.S., we have 2.8 hospital beds per 1,000 people. Most of those are in use most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, South Korea has 12 hospital beds per 1,000 people. China has 4.3. Italy has 3.2. Italy's the number closest to us. They've been the most overwhelmed. So everyone's saying, well, you know, look to Italy and blah, blah, blah. I was actually thinking, oh, you know, those European countries, they're smaller. They've got more people in a smaller area. That's why it's spreading so fast. But obviously, we know it does spread quickly. Look what happened just in our state in the last week. So yes, we should look to those countries and try to avoid that. And I'm proud of our leaders for taking decisive action and shutting things down, as devastating as it is personally, and it's going to be to the economy.
Right. Like, it really is.
It's going to take us a while to dig out of this, and we're going to have to remember in months that we're still digging out of it,
right,
and we're doing it together.
Yes.
Like, we're going to have to remember in a couple months, I wasn't the only one affected by this.
Right.
Yeah. What other advice do you have on staying calm?
Well, speaking of, when you brought up 9/11, you know, I remember when that happened, all I did was watch the news. I couldn't leave the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like, could not walk away, And some advice that I read was manage your media diet. You know, like, you got to take a break from it. You know, thank you. Remy's shaking his head.
Big time.
Oh, yeah.
Too much. Well, I've never been a news watcher. I can't stand the news. So I get my news from other sources. I need to stay updated on what's going on, but I can't watch the Squawk Box people. Like,
yes.
No.
Or not only that, though, but there's, like, websites like coronavirusnow.com, which has, like, real-time updates all the time. Well, I try to just check it, like, twice a day. Just to see if there's something. But you can get lost on there because there's article after article after article after article, and it just can overwhelm you. And so just manage, you know, keep your focus on family time and read the books, like we said, get fresh air. Don't sit there and watch the news about this all day long because it'll make you way more anxious.
Here's a cool thing I saw today. Yoga teachers are doing online video yoga classes.
So many people
are. So you can stay home, do whatever kind of exercise you're into, if it's yoga or if it's a Zumba or, you know, if you've got a bike at home or something like that. Like, do exercise with other people via online.
Mm-hmm.
Use the communication tools that we have to stay connected without being in person.
Yep.
One of the favorite things I've seen is online drinking parties.
Oh.
Like, you can't get together with your friends. Like, you know, do a big group. Facebook, you know, face group chat, whatever.
FaceTime or Facebook Live party.
See, I'm old. I don't even know the technology. Yeah, do a big one of those with all your friends.
Yep.
And what are you drinking?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that way you don't have to make all these different drinks.
Right,
you
exactly.
You can just make your own.
Right. But on that note, something else that they said is just know you're not alone.
Yes.
We're all in this. And like we touched on, if you know someone that could use help, offer to help. If you can, be smart about yourself and your family.
Yes.
If everyone was just smart about themselves and their own family, this is going to go by a lot quicker, right? You're going to get the people. I have a friend who's quarantined, And the neighbor knew this woman was quarantined, but she kept seeing the woman's husband leave and come back, leave and come back. So this neighbor took her car and blocked him in his driveway.
Good for her.
And when he came out, he said, "What are you doing?" She's like, "We all know your wife is quarantined, but yet you keep leaving the house. If you are in the house with someone quarantined, you're quarantined. You've got to stop leaving and going and spreading the possible germs to everywhere you're going." Yeah.
Exactly.
And I thought, yeah, see.
If she's quarantined, you are too, buddy.
Yep. So everyone, just what I'm saying, just take care of yourself and your family. If someone's quarantined, you're all quarantined.
Wow. That is an amazing story.
Right? Pretty
good
crazy.
Good for her, though.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Just be smart.
Yeah. Just be
like,
smart.
I know there's some people who are like, this is all crazy. Everyone's overreacting. Well, you know what? Let everyone overreact.
Right.
Then.
Let's err on the side that we are and just go with
Roll
it.
Roll with
weeks.
It.
Yes.
If it turns out, like in 3 days, there's no more cases, we give you full carte blanche to walk around saying I was
I
right.
I told you so.
Congratulations.
Coronavirus, my.
Here's a sticker and a cookie.
Exactly.
Yes.
No,
okay.
You have permission.
Right.
But until then,
wash your hands.
Everybody wash your hands and be good to one another.
Yes.
Yes. And thank you for joining us. Let us know what you're doing. You know, you can find us on social media. We're all on social media. Join us. Our website is StacyandLynnPodcast.com. It'll take you to all our social media. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know how you're keeping busy. And we will see you next week.